evening. Today we have Alaska Housing Finance Corporation is taking up HB 650, and they would like to testify on the component on the first page of the bill in regards to special mortgage purchase program and other related matters, and also the amount that they request.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Mike, for the record, I'm Mike Lynch, Executive Director of Alaska Housing. I'm here with Mark Cameron, our Finance Director. Initially, we submitted a budget requesting $34 million for our mobile home program and $71 million for the special mortgage loan purchase program. We have found that we can bond the mobile homes in 1984, and we'll be able to do that with funds we already have. Therefore, we are canceling the request for the $34 million. Additionally, through program changes, volume changes, the specifics of which Mark can talk to you about, we have reduced our request for $71 million down to $16 million. So the entire capital request for Alaska Housing this year will be $16 million. We have given you a letter with backup information. I apologize for it not getting here till today. The letter itself sets out briefly the changes in the request. The documents behind it show how we get from our original request of $104 million down to the present $16. Mark, you want to comment on the specifics?
Sure. Would you care to go through the schedules that are attached that kind of lead us into each of the components? The first schedule, page one of Appendix A, is the basic table that we use to show the total program activity for each of the bonded and actually non-bonded programs, each of the mortgage financing programs that the corporation offers. And this is the revised schedule, and you'll note in the fifth column in the subsidy column, the total subsidy that's estimated to be necessary to operate the program is $250 million. And that, combined with the bond proceeds and carry forward mortgage purchase funds, as well as internally generated program earnings and mortgage prepayments, estimated to be sufficient to operate a program of just at $1.3 billion for the year. And the 1.3 in this case includes the mobile homes now, which have been added to that schedule in anticipation of them becoming a bonded program. Page 2 of Appendix A details out how we get from the $250 million of subsidy that is indicated on the first page to the $16 million that we are requesting. You can see the beginning balances of what we estimate to be in the subsidy fund as of the beginning of fiscal year 85 amount to $199 million. Then we have a taxable issue which was not used to originate mortgages, where the subsidy or a portion of the subsidy will return, and that amounts to $25 million. Combined with the $10 million of earnings that are estimated on those funds, arrives us to the $234 million. So the $250 million in total subsidy less the amount that we estimate to be available of $234 gets us to the $16 million.
Okay, just let me, a couple questions. What is the SAM Series G subsidy reversion?
That's State-Assisted Mortgage Bonds Series G. That was a bond issue that was sold in August of 82, and at a time shortly after we had sold a previous series of $225 million of bonds, only to find that the conventional rates dropping rapidly, and the board elected to kind of skip over the Series G issue so that we could go into the Series H funds at a substantially lower interest rate to the borrowers.
Okay, where's that money coming from, that $25 million?
When we sell a bond issue, we put in enough subsidy to carry it until its maturity, anticipating that we will purchase the below market rate mortgage loans. We did that in this case. The issue had a 3-year call protected period. We were not able to call the bonds for a 3-year period, so that roughly a 3-year period will have elapsed on June 1st, 1985. And at that time, we will call the bonds, and the additional subsidy funds that we transferred into the issue that we gave to the bond trustee to hold, enabling the issue to subsidize the mortgages, will revert back to us. The trustee will, under the indenture that governs that bond issue, be allowed to release those funds back to us on June 1st. So we have built that in, even though it will come fairly close to the end of the fiscal year.
For the term investment, what do you mean by investment? Looking at your table headings.
Investments would be short-term short-term investments. It is the subsidy fund was originally created with a transfer of $236 million of mortgages from the state of Alaska plus $105 million in cash. The $68 million in mortgages are the amount that's estimated to be there at the beginning of fiscal year 85, and those we will purchase out of other bonded funds as monies become available, so we'll convert the mortgages to more liquid investments.
So are you going to put those in CDs then? It's $131,000. Is that in CDs?
Yes. Right. Yes. CDs.
It's all short term.
So this whole line is $234,000 is in CDs.
Mm-hmm. $234 million would be in CDs, correct. And repurchase agreements.
So let me make sure I understand now. This page 2, Appendix A. It deals specifically with what again now?
It shows the sources of the subsidy funds, where we are going to come up with the $250 million that's indicated as
really
the subsidy amount.
$250
million. It's always a little misleading when we come in for only a $16 million or, as last year, less than a $7 million subsidy. People think that we're very efficient and it's not really costing the state that much money. So page 2 shows how we are getting from the actual subsidy to what we are requesting.
Again, this is an interest rate subsidy, right?
Yes,
yep. Correct.
Yes.
Interest rate subsidy.
I have to sort of reprogram the old brain here. All right.
Go ahead. Page 3 reflects the changes or compares the relevant items from the original budget that was submitted to the budget that is reflected, and you can just go line by line and look at what the changes are, or you can go to page 4 and 5 that detail the two primary points are how did the subsidy get from the original submission of 227, again the 227 is the actual subsidy amount, and then the request of 71, how did the request of 71 million get to 16? And page 4 attempts to show the specific changes that resulted in the decrease from 71 to 16. And page 5 show the changes from the actual subsidy of 227 and indicated in the original budget to the 250 million in the revised budget, and leads it through and just real quickly, one of the biggest changes was the increase in the amount that was estimated to be carried forward from FY84 into FY85. And increased earnings, as well as backing out the effect of mortgage discounting this year, as we appear to be able to find homes for the entire amount of mortgages that remained in the subsidy funds. Just to reflect on the biggest factor in preparing the budget is the estimated mortgage demand, and as indicated on page 1, we have estimated that demand at just at $1.3 billion. And to get that onto a comparative level to what we had been looking at in previous years, you would need to back out the mobile home program, which was not on previous schedules. Comparing that to the type of activity that the corporation has seen in the last few years, the FY83 demand was right at $1,047,000,000, and we would project for FY84, the current fiscal year, that mortgage demand would come in probably just at $1.2 billion, and that is exclusive of the second mortgages as well as the mobile home program. So backing out the mobile homes and the second mortgages out of the 1.3, you get to $1,244,000,000, which is an increase of about 3.5% over the estimated demand for FY84. So you can look at that a couple ways. One would be to say that you expect a continued increase in the average price of homes, and if you assume, say, a 14% increase in the average price of homes, then what we're really looking at is a 10% reduction in volume. And I think that's one way to approach it. So it's basically a no-growth budget with no increase estimated for total demand on a dollar basis. Probably when you factored in the appreciation in the homes or the increase in the average purchase price of a home, you would have a slightly lower number of loan volume in FY85 over FY84. Looking at what's happened in housing starts in the state based on HUD figures, 1981 there were 5,241 starts, 1982 8,890, and last year 12,219. That's all housing units, and would include multifamily, which we will probably see more and more of. And over those years, what has occurred is there's been while those numbers have increased, they've increased more proportionate to the multifamily side, or the apartments and condominiums as well, and less on a single family detached.
I think that's all, Mr. Chairman.
Any other further questions?
No, I think it's played out pretty easy. What you want to do. Now, maybe just going back to the bill now.
We'll have to come up with a committee substitute and make the changes.
Well, let's see where the changes will be. The first one is a 40 million.
That becomes 16.
Special mortgage.
Has to go into that.
This is a subsidy amount here, the first
right,
one.
Right. And that money has to go into the revolving fund.
Okay.
And then Section 2 comes out altogether.
The 22 million you don't
yes.
need. So what you're saying is the total amount of money you need is 16 million.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Those are the only two.
That's the only section that relates to Alaska housing.
Okay. That's interesting.
And next year, for the record, what do you expect?
For the record is a difficult term, Mr. Chairman. we have run it. It's actually 2.5 years away. At the moment, if we had to make the request today, it would be slightly less than $100 million. But we are working on that 2.5 years out, and we expect to find a way to reduce it also.
Well, are you finding then that you're getting into somewhat of a revolving situation?
We're getting into
some maturing.
Well, that's a little of it. More, we're becoming more efficient in our bonding and able to get more bond money with less subsidy. We've been able to slim down the amount of subsidy, and we're also moving to issuing bonds that have got a revolving nature that you can re-originate the mortgages rather than pay off the bonds. You'll notice there's an increase in the cost for veterans bonding. That's the price of going to a revolving nature in those bonds, but we'll be issuing 30-year bonds, and instead of using the money once, we'll be able to use it 3 to 4 times without extra underwriting costs, financial advisor costs, etc. So we're moving towards a revolving fund, if you wish, and trying to find ways to stretch the money.
Thank you. For the record, Representative Furst, Representative Buehlin are here, and we'll request that this be adopted into the record in the next meeting. Any other further questions?
You know, not on that, maybe something you and I need to discuss.
Sure.
When are we going to have the Community Regional Affairs and the Senior Citizens Grant report?
Thank you.
Right.
5:00.
You know, I mentioned to you before.
Yeah, that we're working on.
Okay.
We need to get that.
When's your turn?
We'll adjourn.
I won't.